Chapter 4.
Why aren't you asleep, Mom?
Why aren't you asleep, Whit? Deborah asked, answering her son's question with one of her own. It's after 3. Whitney stood by the doorway to the screened-in back porch in a tank top and pajama pants, staring at the flickering black-and-white images on the television. She'd muted the sound, and closed captions appeared on the large flat screen that sat on a stand on an oaken pedestal table. Deborah had continued a tradition begun after her parents had introduced her to the fantasy science fiction television show made popular in the late 50s. She'd watched 6 half-hour episodes of the New Year's all-day marathon of The Twilight Zone.
I got up to get some water and saw that Janelle and Crystal weren't in their room.
Deborah had given Terrell and Barbara her bedroom, while Janelle shared Crystal's bedroom, and she'd paired Nate with Whitney. She'd bedded down on the queen-size convertible sofa on the back porch. They're under the covers, she smiled, gesturing to the bumps on the far side of the sofa bed. They claim this episode is too scary to watch. When Whitney entered the porch, he saw what his mother was talking about.
Oh, this is the one with the talking doll.
He flopped down on a cushion rocker. One of the bumps moved under the quilt.
I love this one, especially when Talkie Tina tells the little girl's stepfather,
My name is Talkie Tina, and I don't think I like you.
Hush, Whit, the girls can hear you, Deborah chastised. Why do you think I muted the sound?
I can't understand why they're freaking over a silly-looking doll. Now, if they were afraid of the seat of Chucky, I'd see why they would hide under the covers.
That's enough talk about demonic dolls, Deborah whispered, even though she'd unmuted the sound as the episode...